In Wisconsin, only doctors can currently prescribe hormonal birth control. Under new proposed legislation, that could change. Earlier this month, Republican lawmakers put forth a bill that would allow pharmacists to also prescribe hormonal birth control. Mary Falskowski is one of those lawmakers. She's a Republican state representative from Irma. She represents the state's 35th Assembly District. Representative Falskowski, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Well, can you tell us why you saw a need for this legislation?
So one of the things that we witness, not only in Wisconsin, but in the United States as a whole, is unplanned pregnancies. And the result of unplanned pregnancies, especially in our lower-income families and in young women, you know, a lot of times that unplanned pregnancy prevents them from finishing their education or even starting a higher education. Children or young women that have unplanned pregnancies are more likely to live their lives in poverty and not be able to get out of that. So what we looked at is the parameters of what constitutes why a prescription drug would be only used through a prescription and not be allowed to be prescribed through a pharmacist. And the birth control back in, you know, the 60 years ago was had a much higher dosage of estrogen or hormones in it, and it was a little bit harder on the system, so we needed to have a doctor monitor it. That has came down drastically since it was first developed. And now over 100 other countries around the world allow pharmacists to prescribe birth control, as well do many other states. So we felt this was a time to introduce it and make it more available to those that wanted it.
Now, generally for a prescription medication, you go to a doctor or a nurse practitioner in some cases. For an over-the-counter drug, you can buy it right out of the pharmacy. This would be a middle category. So on a practical level, how would this work? What would someone do to obtain this pharmacist-given prescription?
So when you go in there, you do answer a medical questionnaire given to you by the pharmacist. And then they do take do blood pressure scans, and they answer that. We then, in our legislation, require that that medical questionnaire and the result of the blood pressure be transmitted to your primary care physician if you have one. And then the pharmacists would make the recommendation and give you the drug based on medical questionnaire and blood pressure. And if there's any red flags in there, he or she has the right to deny you and suggest that you do see a physician.
And who would this cover? Are there any age restrictions in your bill?
Yes, it is. This is for adults, so it's for those that are 18 and older. Now, we have been asked to consider a friendly amendment that with parental consent for 16 to 18, and that is being talked about right now in our caucus.
Talking to Mary Fells. Go ahead.
It would be through parental consent.
Talking to Mary Falskowski, Assembly Representative from Irma, talking about legislation she co-authored that would allow pharmacists to prescribe hormonal birth control. Representative Melissa Sargent, a Democrat, has pointed out she's sponsored similar legislation in the past. She's reintroduced that now. She says your bill doesn't go far enough to ensure access. She's worried about the age restriction. She wants to include more kinds of birth control, some training for pharmacists, and more. How do you compare and contrast with her past legislation?
So one of the things when we were looking at this, and, you know, we looked at a lot of the different legislation amongst the states, I think when you go too young on that, I do think that young women should, you know, they should have their parents involved in it, as well as probably should see a physician at a very young age. So we are looking at the amendment, as I said, from 16 and 18, because I think parents, it's very important to keep parents in the mix of raising their children and having some, you know, moms need to be talking to their daughters. And this is one more way that, you know, the daughters need to approach the moms, and they need to be having healthy conversations. In addition to that, we have the requirement that the pharmacist does report back to the primary care physician if that's given on the medical questionnaire or the primary care clinic. Maybe you see Aspira's clinic and a number of different providers, so that it goes into your medical records. And that was a request that, by the doctors, so that they know when they see you the next time what's been prescribed to you in case there's an emergency room visit, because medications do combine. So that is the primary differences in our bills. I know Melissa has, Representative Sargent has put this bill up before, as you had said, and she would just pretty much take the age limit off it, and we do have that age limit on there.
Have you heard from pharmacists on this? Is this something they want to be doing?
Every pharmacist in my district that I've talked to 100% supports this. And I'm pretty sure the pharmacists have backed this legislation. Yes.
What have you heard from fellow Republicans in the legislature about whether they support this bill?
Well, you know, I think people are thinking it through. You know, we're such a society of go to the doctor, get the prescription, you know, like even certain prescriptions, Zyrtec or other ones used to be, you know, prescription drugs, and now they're over the counter. So I think some of them we've had good sign on. I think we have 15 or 20 co-sponsors so far in our assembly caucus. I'm not quite sure what it is in the Senate. And then, you know, I've been talking to different legislators and answering questions. We had a brief caucus discussion on it this week. I think people are just kind of thinking through the thought of, you know, taking a prescription drug and making it non-prescription. And, you know, sometimes you got to just think through all of the parameters that surround that. But so far, the support's been very good.
Now, the bill comes at a time when state lawmakers are considering bills related to abortion in the state, including what's been called the Born Alive measure. Do you see your bill fitting into this as something that could help reduce the demand, the interest in abortions in the first place?
Absolutely. You know, the more that we can reduce unplanned pregnancies, the more we can stop abortions from happening. Abortions have consequences not only for that unborn child, but also a lot of time for the woman that decides to make that decision. You know, numerous times you'll hear that it comes back and it, you know, it's a factor, you know, surrounding them for the rest of their life. So anything we can do to take that away. But what I'm really worried about is young women getting caught up with not graduating or not going on to college and getting pigeonholed in a life of poverty or very low employment and not being able to have a quality, happy life where they're reaching their full attention potential. Families are so much more successful. Young women are so much more successful if they wait to have their children in a planned atmosphere instead of unplanned. So this is about quality of life for people also.
As we wrap up, we talked about Republican support for this. Do you think you'll get bipartisan support, potentially even from the governor who'd have to sign off on this?
I do. I think, you know, I don't think that our caucus is where Melissa's at with no age restriction on that. I think that would be very hard for a caucus to support. So I do think that Representative Kitchens and my version of the bill will move forward. And I'm hoping at that time that my Democratic colleagues come on to the bill, even if they would rather have Melissa's. This is kind of a compromise. And if we can do the friendly amendment to take it down to 16 with parental consent, we're kind of striking a happy medium. And then, yes, I do hope Governor Evers, because Governor Evers has said that one of the places we can come together on is health care. And I fully agree with that. He's done some other things in the budget, like with around dental therapy that we introduced last session. So I know that we're on the same track around healthcare and healthcare access. So I do think, I haven't talked to the governor's office, but I do think that this would be something he would support.
Representative Falzkowski, thanks for joining us today.
You bet. Have a great weekend.
That's Mary Falzkowski, Republican State Representative from Irma. She represents the state's 35th Assembly District. She was with us to talk about a new bill she's co-authoring that would allow pharmacists in Wisconsin to prescribe hormonal birth control.